I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're also granted compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act to provide the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, publish the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in borough offices and on the borough website as well. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. Julio?
Here.
Mr. DeSayo?
Here.
Mr. Duffy? Captain Lasky?
Here.
Mayor Wall? Mr. Knott? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. McGinley? Ms. Bales?
Here.
And Ms. Wright?
Here.
Okay. On to the memorialization of the resolution for, approval of the minutes from April 23rd, 19.
I'll move to that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes carried. On to the memorialization of the resolution for...
Just noting that Mr. Julio was not present, but so she did not just vote. Not even Ms. Bills.
Just moving things along. On to the resolution for Charles H. Rooney and Mira Saul Rooney.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
I think we need a roll call.
Okay, Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSayo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes.
On to the memorialization of the resolution for Fuse Eatery.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeSayo?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes.
On to request for extension of approval, Birdswell Nyquist. Discussion?
It's just a simple request for an extension. There were some conditions for that, including that things haven't occurred. And,
for 1 year?
1 year.
I'll move for a 1 year extension.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
We have Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Okay, and I think the request is to remove Nyquist from the...
Yes.
Okay, on to our application carried from 4919 River Street Realty for River Street. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board, Ms. Mitchell, Ms. Higgins, Ms. Coder. Nice to see you all this evening. As I recall, this one was continued without further notice. I won't elaborate too much on the details of the application, but it was an 8-lot outright subdivision involving no variance relief for what has been commonly referred to as the River Street School, a property that straddles River Street and South Street, just across the park and not across the street here, right in the Seabright Borough.
And just to jump in, for some housekeeping, as Mr. Anderson has indicated, this was carried from whatever meeting was carried from 4919. For submission of the environmental impact statement that has been submitted and reviewed by our engineer. I have marked as A9, the environmental impact statement prepared by EnviroTactics Inc., May of 2019. And I marked as A10, the revised letter from Hodder Associates dated May 10th, 2019. And just before, I'm just going to run over the stipulations, et cetera, that were placed on next time. Just we're noting that no structures are proposed at this time, and therefore there should be no inferences as to what any permitted structures that were there. There's a stipulation that they will replace the curbs and sidewalks on the river and south. As to Mr. Hodder's letters, as a conditions number 5 and 6, they would meet that as a condition of issuance of COs for the individual lots. Number 8, they'll note the recharge method on the plans to the satisfaction of the board engineer. The applicant will put a dedication plaque.
There is a dedication plaque.
We'll preserve the dedication plaque. That's it. Preserve the dedication plaque that's located on the school and donating it back to the town, or give it to the town if possible. They will meet all parking requirements, free old soil approval, CAFRA approval. We'll revise the plans to show the existing water and sewer mains in the street, subject to developer's agreement, performance guarantees, affordable housing requirement, and subject to the approval of free old soil, Long County Planning Board, CAFRA, Seabury Fire Department, floodplain official.
Fairly accurate, according to my recollection, Ms. Higgins. Thank you for that. Thanks for pre-marking the exhibits. I think we'll help move things along. I have a couple of procedural points of my own real quick, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Everyone looks familiar to me, and I thank you for your continued attendance, with the possible exception here of Mr. Cashmore. Has Mr. Cashmore reviewed and certified to listen to the tapes?
I have reviewed, and I have the certification here, so.
Ms. Higgins, can we mark that as A11?
Sure.
I do not believe it depends on what I have on it.
So we've got 8 eligible voters then. The one thing we went over last time that Mr. Cashmore, of course, wasn't present for was the conflicts check. So just out of abundance of caution.
I heard that on the tape.
All right, and so do you have any comments?
You can read the names again. It was a little muffled.
Okay, so the applicant would be River Street Realty LLC. The principal in that entity is Aldo Frustacci. Do either of those names or entities present an impermissible conflict?
No.
Okay, and then there was a discussion on the record about a proposal to redevelop my client's property by somebody who currently does not own the property, but who has submitted a proposal to Seabright in response to a request by Seabright for proposals to develop lots 2, 3, and 4. And if I understand correctly, that entity is called the Break at Seabright LLC. It is in turn comprised of several folks, and I can get you those names. So, the Break is comprised of Trip Brooks,
Sarah Church,
and there was one other LLC.
One of our Venture Properties LLC, Seabright Ocean Avenue Partners LLC, the Break and Seabright LLC.
Sounds correct. So I would ask you then, Mr. Cashmore, do you have any impermissible conflict of interest with any of those folks or those entities that would prevent you from impartially hearing and deciding that?
No, I do not.
Oh. And does that remain true of all the board members here this evening then?
Board members, anybody have any conflicts with any of the individuals or entities that we just named?
No. All right, so just to continue on the summary, the take-home points here, 8-lot subdivision, structures shown solely for exemplary or illustrative purposes. They'd be the subject of later exempt plot plans. They are contemplated as detached single-family residences permitted within the zone. We've shown fully conforming building envelopes on fully conforming lots. You know, no variances. We did initially ask for some design waivers. The board told us that the request for a waiver from the EIS submission requirement made them uncomfortable. They wanted to see an EIS. So we have prepared one, it's now been submitted as Exhibit A9 before the board this evening. I have a representative from EnviroTactics with me by the name of Patrick Lyman. He was one of the authors of that report, and he's available to give testimony to authenticate the report and to summarize the findings. Why don't we take any questions from you all?
I'm just asking our engineer, Mr. Hoder, since he has more expertise than any of us, he has reviewed the environmental impact statement report that was submitted, and did you note any issues or exceptions to there too?
I have reviewed the report. I have four paragraphs that I put in under appropriately environmental impact statement section of my report. What I would rather do though is have them talk first and then I'll talk after.
Sir, do you want to raise your right hand? Solemnly swear to testimony you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Can you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Patrick Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N.
Dave, I mean, are there issues that you got concerned with? Because it seems like your letter was pretty much, you wrote. No, they did a good job of the report. I am just concerned about the demolition of the building and the environmental aspects of that demolition because of the fact that it's an old building. It could either fall apart improperly or there could be materials such as asbestos or anything else not known right now.
Right.
For that matter, there could be an oil tank in the building, under the building.
Isn't that up to the building department though?
Yes.
To us?
But I think that we just need to make sure that there's no problem.
They have to comply with the requirements for demolishing a building. I don't know why we're even listening to this.
Those are my concerns.
No, I understand, but...
That was a concern of this.
I know, but they submitted it.
If I could, I'll just finish. I mean, otherwise, they did look at, you know, air, light, noise, utilities, archaeology, flooding, you know, topography, streams, wetlands, the river, soils, groundwater, vegetation, all that stuff. They looked at everything they were supposed to.
Well, I think one of our biggest concerns that night of not having one was your concern.
Yes.
Prior to this conversation.
But I think they did a good job. And, you know, summation, I think they did a good job in environmental reports. It's a good piece to put in our record as part of any...
I agree with that.
...or record of report.
I think this is a step that we should have followed. I think it was correct that we did it. I think the report came back fine and even says it wasn't necessary. I don't know why we're examining it any further.
Can I just say...
I trust our professionals to do the right thing for the boroughs he read. And I think Dave has it, besides his letter, to explain it in public.
So would you stipulate that as per our engineer's report, that the applicant will, provide adequate measures to protect the adjacent community and residents from any negative impacts related to noise or contamination?
That's fine.
Is that covered?
Well, during the noise damage or contamination is really what I'm worried about.
And one last thing is that they will have on hand an environmental expert to monitor the contamination?
Well, not continuously.
Okay.
But just throughout the project once in a while to make sure that person is in contact with the contractors, that's all.
And this is contamination to the extent any exists because there's nothing in the record to indicate that there is
asbestos or anything else. That's not building stuff.
Yeah, that was a question that came up the last time. The building's from 1892 is when it was built. It was dedicated in 1892.
And so we can put Mr. Lyman on for a couple quick questions, but I think what he's going to tell you is that a visual survey of the property did not disclose the existence of any obvious asbestos, lead, USPs, boilers, any kind of heating systems, fuel pipes, vent pipes, or the like. So it doesn't mean they won't subsequently be discovered, but if they are, we'll address them within the guidelines promulgated by the NJDEP. And they have jurisdiction over it.
How was it in there?
My supervisor was actually the one that went in there. And I saw the pictures of it. It's interesting.
It's not some old building.
So is it, it would be okay then, and you would stipulate that the first stipulation was that the applicant will provide adequate measures to protect the adjacent community and residents from noise, damage, and contamination, and that there will just be an environmental expert involved in the project to oversee slash monitor any contamination issues.
It's likely to be required anyway as a condition to getting a demolition permit?
So. Yes, it is, so we'll put that in. Okay.
And with regard to the noise, I think Mr. Lyman's report identifies the ability to limit the hours during which the demolition is conducted and stay away from things like a Sunday where people are trying to enjoy their serenity.
Did you just want to give us a couple lines about the noise, maybe, since you know your view?
Sure. we just recommend, as Mr. Lyman said, to limit the hours of operation within reason, taking care to, take into accommodation the surrounding neighborhood, not trying to be anything out of the norm or anything like that. It is going to be a construction project, but we're going to do it with different standards.
And you'll meet, obviously, the noise standards as set forth in the state regulations?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm more interested in how soon this is going to be done.
Yeah,
I've been in this town over 20 years, and I've been listening to this nonsense on this school for 20 years, and I'm sick of hearing it. And I hope this isn't another ploy to waste our time. I hope you're going to proceed with this.
Let's talk about that for a second, could you? Because I don't think they can have a subdivision until the building is tampered.
Correct. So there's got to be some time limit put on this when you're going to proceed with this, and not another wait for another 4 years and ask for an extension.
So it may be something that has to be done as a condition of perfection of the subdivision.
There was a time limit on it, though. Isn't there 90 days, 190 days?
There's a statutory timetable for perfection of subdivisions, so it's already there.
Right. There's a statutory time limit for the perfection of a major. Is it 180? I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think it might be 180.
It's 190 days. Maybe it's something not quite here.
I think it's 180. Yeah.
Well, 180. So, stop. Let me finish. Everybody's talking more. So, they cannot perfect their subdivision until the demolition occurs. And if they don't perfect their subdivision within that statutory time period, then it lapses. Unless they ask for an extension, to which you can say no.
I've had it with extensions. I want to see what we're done.
My advice to the client, if relief is granted this evening, obviously we have to publish notice of approval and there's an appeal period, but as soon as that appeal period's over, I would submit the demo permit that day. That would be my advice.
So it's going to be set at 180 days? Is that what it's going to be then?
Whatever the statute says, which I can look up now.
I'm more interested in that.
You don't have to put the statute in the resolution.
It's
the statute. Mark, you remember? Is it 180?
I don't
either. I think, of course, there has to be some consideration extenuating circumstances. If we diligently apply for the permit, it's not received, and we can't take it down.
For sure.
How long will it take you to finish the demolition?
That's going to be a consideration for the applicant, but as I identified, an approval this evening is not the end all because it's number one, we're not going to get a resolution in writing at this meeting. The earliest we'll get it is the next meeting. Number two, we then have to notify the public by publishing in the newspaper that we received an approval, and only then does the appeal period run 45 days, during which anybody can appeal any relief we've received. So,
Kerry, there's a note on the plan which says that the plat has to be filed with the county clerk within 95 days of the town signing it.
I think
it's major. That's good. I think it's major too. I think it's actually probably
more
major
as well.
I don't think that's right.
So.
Basically, your silence on the issue is going to obligate us to comply with the statutory timeframes absent some reasonable extenuating or mitigating circumstances.
Agreed.
And there'll be time constraints on how quickly they got to public.
Right.
So, this whole
thing. Are
we published? Oh, we published, yes, that's right, an issue.
Right. And Candace is on it.
Yes.
At this stage, I would ask for discussion from the board on the matter, if anybody has something to say, and then we'll open it to the public.
Sure. Maybe the time to keep walking this through projected. I didn't realize projected is just timelines that you've started, basically. So we've got to, what's, where were we when you...
So in terms of these procedural...
Yes, exactly.
So a lot of it's going to be driven by actions undertaken and authorized by this board. So if you were to approve tonight with these conditions, you're going to authorize your board attorney to draft a written resolution, presuming that you have a quorum and that resolution's done at the next meeting. That's the earliest that you could adopt the written resolution. Then Ms. Mitchell will be charged with publishing notice in the official newspaper that the application's been approved, at which point there's a 45-day statutory time frame during which any interested party can appeal. My advice to clients as a general matter is don't do anything other than possibly getting your plans ready, because your relief is not final yet.
Exactly.
On the expiration of that statutory appeal period, I would say my advice would be walk in a demo permit with all the particulars and see if you get an issue.
Yeah.
And then again, it's in the hands of the borough's officials to take action.
Curry, I have 40, 55.
It's 95. Yeah, no, it's 95 for major.
12.
Yep, I got it. Yep, it's 95 for major and 190 for minor.
That's
crazy. Seems backwards, but you know what I'm saying.
So I don't mean to take up more of the board's time than I ought to, but maybe we just should put a couple of particulars on about the EAS statement, Exhibit A9. Just have Mr. Lyman at least.
I don't think we need to.
At least put in his credentials and authenticate.
We're happy he's here to stand by you.
Mr. Lyman, well, just give us your credentials and I'll just work.
I've been a senior project manager with EnviroTactics, specializing in land use regulations for 9 years, certified floodplain manager, and have submitted many EISs.
You're familiar with the EIS that was submitted?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you help prepare the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gordon?
Any questions for this panel?
And you accept your his credentials as an expert in your field? Okay.
Your conclusion in the report was that the proposed development would have no substantial impact on the, cultural, historic, environmental, or other resources of the borough.
It's not what you have to say about
historic.
But there's nothing we can do with that.
Correct. Why don't we go to the public? Is there anyone in the public that has a statement or a question about any of the testimony here?
Ted Woods, all of Diamond Street. I just had a question as to when that 95 days goes to effect.
So it's 95 days from the publication of the resolution.
Okay, and that will be using my method.
Is and not
signing
when's the publication?
Probably the resolution will be voted on in our next meeting, and then they have 45 days. Well, then it's published, and they have 45 days from published to take further action.
You're going to have to put it to that resolution. The affordable housing, I know you mentioned it, but,
yeah, I have
but there's going to have, presumably they're going to have to designate certain lots to be affordable housing lots.
Right.
So it's more like 140 days from data published?
Yeah. 95 days for the signing of the plat. That's
true. I just
it's required. Okay. They can make it from the signing of the plat, they could do it then if they felt that there was no opposition to them doing that.
I just don't want it to fall through the cracks.
It's one of my professions, that's right. Yep, I got it.
Yeah, and or to allow it to slow things down, as you say.
Because that will definitely help us with our affordable housing.
Yeah.
That also does make sense because we don't want to sign the plat until you demolish them. So I'm going to put in here that the demolition has to occur within the statutory 95 days. How's that? Unless you see that.
That's better.
Because...
I agree with that, and that can be done.
If that time and line is not met,
he comes back and asks you for
an extension.
Is that reasonable that you think you can demolish it? You want to ask?
The only apprehension I have, and the applicant's here, you can speak to it himself, but there are some procedural things that need to be done before you would really be right to even walk the permit in, and then of course it's out of your hands and you don't control the timing of the issuance. had it take probably longer.
If he submits everything properly to the town, it's, you know, they're not going to delay the issuance, but because he, the, you know, the perfection of the subdivision is really in his hands, because the condition of it is he has to demolish the building.
Well, there's also some outside agency things that need to be done. I mean, you've stated freehold soil, probably not a big issue. Monmouth County Planning Board, we already had a conditional approval. I don't expect that the final approval is going to be hard to come by.
But these are all laws in place, so I don't think we need to discuss them, do we? Unless you're asking us for to further it out, that's not what I'm hearing.
Well, the demolition is not a requirement, so the requirement for the perfection of the subdivision is that it has to be perfected within 95 days of the signing of the plat. We're saying we're not going to sign the plat until you knock the building down. And so, but then he could really delay it by not knocking the building down. Yeah. So we're going to, what we want to add in is that you've got to demolish, the demolition to occur within, and tell me what a reasonable period of time is, of the publication of the resolution.
Yeah. And I have a question. Have the utilities been removed back to the street, which is a requirement for demolition?
So I don't believe that any work has been done on the utilities thus far. They'll probably have to be utility markouts. I'm sure that they have to get some certifications with regard to pests and rodents and things like that.
Well, that could start immediately. You don't have to wait for the appeal period or anything else to get that stuff done. You don't really need anything. That building was sitting vacant for so long, they actually should have been brought back to the street a long time ago. So
I don't know the answer to the question, in fairness. My suspicion is that nothing has been done to change in recent history. We do have Mr. Fristacci here.
Because that does take a period of time. The gas company, I'm sure the power is disconnected, but the gas company, water company, sewer.
I mean, the easiest thing from my perspective, and we can put it to Mr. Fristacci, is to say the building will be demolished as a condition, or sort of a precondition before to sign off on the plat. Then we're held to the time frame for plat signing.
It's only 95 days.
Agreed. I think if you set a date to sign the plat, because that starts in 95 days.
I agree with this thing.
Well, say it again, sir. So.
I'll say it again.
I didn't read that. What did it say?
I think since we had the proprietor of River Street Realty with us this evening, Mr. Fristacci, we might as well get him sworn. I will say what I'm discussing with you and see if that's acceptable to him.
Mr. Fristacci, you want to raise your right hand? Mr. Fristacci, you solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give us the truth, hold the truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you state your name, spell your last name for the record?
Second.
State your name.
Andre Fristacci.
And can you spell Fristacci? Yes. Spell it.
Fristacci.
Okay.
So, Mr. Fristacci, I neglected to enter my appearance when we first arrived this evening, but I'm still John Anderson from the law firm of Wall Central, going home, representing your entity, River Street Realty LLC. We're here on an 8-lot subdivision involving the demolition of an old school building. The board is now asking, before they entertain discussion and perhaps a motion, what your time frame for demolition of the existing building is. What they want to know is if there is some sort of end in sight, that this property is going to be taken to, I won't call it virgin soil, but the building's going to be taken down and removed from
prepared for the subdivision.
Well, probably would be within, after we get the solution, it would take a few weeks.
So what I propose in consultation with the board, subject to your consent and approval, would be to say, as a condition, before the board and its engineer will sign off on your subdivision plat, it's been marked as A2, you have to comply with the board's demand that the property be, that the building be demolished. Obtain your demo permit, you do all the things that they're asking of you, you take it down before they will sign that plat.
Well, we can't do that until we have the resolution. Once I have the resolution, we start working on it. Take that day to get the demolition.
So we can't say with any certainty when the resolution will come, but the earliest it will come will be the next meeting. We talked about publishing notice of approval, right, and then a 45-day appeal period. What these folks are saying now is that after all that is done, they will not sign that, will not render it recordable within the county of Monmouth until you have shown them to be demolished the building.
Is that acceptable to you, sir?
What did they do with the other one? I mean, the subdivision property is not to do with the demolition of the building. That's two different issues.
Well, because
you can't subdivide when there's a building on it.
Well, we will do it. We will sell it. We will demolish the building, but what do you expect us to you have a time that you like to live with?
So we can't create non-conforming lots. You came in here with a fully conforming subdivision. The only way it's conforming is if you remove the building, because otherwise you need a lot of variances because you've got a building on there. So your subdivision cannot be recorded, and it is a condition of approval that the building be removed. Our question to you is, we want to put a timeline for the demolition of that building into the resolution. So we would give you, from the time of the publication of the resolution and the 45-day period of appeal, from that point forward, how long do you need to demolish the building?
But if you're saying you'll have a written resolution in hand,
I would say 60 days or something like that.
Okay. So that actually should be really within the 95 days.
So basically, if you all are inclined to say we just won't sign the plat until you establish that it's been demolished, that works.
Yeah, so I had that in there anyway. The problem is that the subdivision approval, the deed doesn't get filed until 95 days after the signing of the plat. So that's kind of a catch-22, because if the plat isn't signed, he has 5 years to perfect the subdivision. So I'm going to put a timeline on it that the subdivision will have to be perfected within 6 months of the publication of the resolution. That's going to be our requirement.
The only sort of extenuating circumstance that is maybe relevant to the demolition is the one that you all raised, which is to say, if something comes to light as we get in there and comply with your condition to have an environmental review, something that would delay us, you know, I don't know what that might be, but if he has to comply with DEP things, you know, remove a significant amount of materials,
right,
it could delay the actual structure coming down, but presumably he would start the work in compliance with whatever outside agency in order to address anything he might find, if anything at all.
That's reasonable for an extension.
Yeah, that's fine. But the only thing
have documentation for
that.
Yeah, and it's just to address that issue you've all foreseen, which is to say, what happens when you go in there and it's an old building, you just never know.
can we agree, because I'm a historical nut here, with that plaque, and I'm very, very concerned about the plaque, that can Dave go in there and how deep into the building is it? It's right on the exterior. I mean, it looks outside. I just don't know what it's like on the other side. I just want someone on our side to verify that, you know, if it can be removed or not.
I'll go take a look.
Okay?
Just put the other option out.
Did you see it?
No.
You can see it from the exterior.
Yeah,
I get that.
I know the area.
You can't miss it.
Bring your hammer and chisel.
If you want me to, it's not a problem.
I'll help you.
Well, we all agree within this time period, the 95-day and from not the resolution, but the 45 days after the resolution. So we're looking at it. I think we all agree, unless there's some.
No, I thought 6 months that you put down.
I'm going to say the subdivision must be perfected within 6 months of publication of resolution. Extensions will only be granted in the event the applicant is proceeding in good faith and the delay is through no fault of its own.
So that includes the filing of the recording of the plat and also the demolition. It's all right. Within the 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. Can you reword that?
I can.
Okay.
What would you like it to be reworded to?
Well, instead of delay is no fault of their own, I would tell it specifically to environmental delay. Delay is caused by.
Well, outside. How about outside agencies?
Outside agencies,
okay.
Or DEP.
Okay, from outside agencies.
Outside agencies in general.
Agencies enter no fault. No, because he doesn't give them the proper info.
I guess including municipal subdivision or agencies.
Yeah. Or an agency.
Kerry, can you put something in there about us? Representatives of the borough shall be allowed to
if practical, remove the existing plaque on the building.
You have no problem with that, Mr. Representative? Okay.
So the only thing the lawyers think about is insurance and indemnification.
What less than
we have insurance.
It would be at his cost. I just want you to verify that it.
Let me see if it's easy. Yeah. If it's four screws, I'll pull them out.
It's a big concrete.
That's okay. It's concrete. It's not brass.
No. This is an 1892.
It's part of the building.
It's in the building.
Okay, then.
It's a big deal.
Sounds like I'll just go.
It's like a cornerstone.
Yeah.
It's big in the window. It basically takes up. I can show it to you. Yeah, it's a cornerstone, but it's in a window, more or less. It's big. It just is.
Okay.
Everybody's agreed to everything.
Yes.
Mark.
Yeah, no, I'm going to read it.
First thing I want to do is finish the public portion. We've drifted a bit. Was there anyone else in the public that had a question or a statement about this application? If not, the public portion is closed. Is there any further discussion from the board?
Is it on the 6 months?
Is it on the second floor?
Understood and so noted that it is not an extendable period, not renewable, it's not...
Right, but unless unless the delay is caused by an outside agency, not...
Right.
That's
the problem. Gotcha.
Were you through with your testimony?
The only thing I would just summarize is just Mr. Lyman, if you would.
You're done. You're done. We already did.
If there's no further discussion, is there a motion?
I'll move the application. I share Dave's concerns. The clock is going down.
Yeah, we've had so many delays and procedures to
the sooner you second the motion.
So I just want to make sure this goes forward, and I'll second the application.
Good. We will roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Mr. DeSalle?
Yes.
Councilman Lifesteer?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Please do something this time.
We're going to move on to 280 Ocean Avenue, which we've been asked to carry the application to the June 11th 2019 meeting.
I'll move it without further ado.
And the only
all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Is there any other business before the board this evening? If not, can we have motion to adjourn?
John Ritchie O'Connor once told me, do not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
What are your conclusions for the reasons stated in your report? Good night, all.
Good night. Good night.
Our next meeting is May 28th.
Can you miss?
She has a
yes.
Yes.